One of the youngest victims in the Orlando nightclub shooting was a recent graduate of Laverne High School in Rutherford County. He was remembered Monday night during a tearful vigil. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez learned of a joyful life cut short.
Luis Omar Ocasio-Capo, a memorable four-part name that stood out when he walked across the graduation stage just over a year ago. And to his friends, simply Omar.
He was outgoing, like, he was very confident.
That's classmate Destiny Cruzado.
And he knew, like, his personality brought everyone with joy. And I guess that brought him happiness to make everyone else smile.
Destiny and Omar were in a group of friends who went together to prom last year.
He was actually the light of everything. Like, the day of prom, I told him if he wasn't at prom, then it just would have been like, I guess simple. He made everything. He made prom, pretty much.
I once was lost, but now.
Cruzado was among more than 100 who gathered at sunset in Laverne for words, song, and prayer in memory of Omar. He loved theater and choreographing dance, and he was openly gay, with a confidence about it that empowered those around him, said classmate Ambar Lugo.
And he was the type of person, you take me how I am or you don't take me at all. He was happy with himself, and that's something that it rubbed off on you.
He'd moved to Laverne while finishing high school, then to Orlando, where he was a barista, dreaming of a career as a performer. He quickly made friends there as well, including Julius Ortiz, who talked to NPR's Ari Shapiro.
When I was in a very hard situation, because with my dad, and I was staying with him and he kicked me out. Him staying with his brother and his roommates, he actually took me in for a little, and
he took you in when your dad kicked you out of the house.
Yes. And I mean, like, that's pretty much all I can remember are those times.
Ortiz says he was dancing with Omar on his last night alive. Family friend Samuel Gonzalez back in Laverne said early news of the shooting hit Omar's father with a crushing uncertainty.
But I guess when he heard about it, he was trying to call him. He didn't answer the phone. They posted a post on Facebook that he was missing, and next thing they knew, it was the third name on that list. So,
the family, who quickly flew to Orlando, watched last night's vigil via a video call. They heard wishes of support while still making preparations to bury their son today. He was 20. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.